Hey you guys, it's Meats in Your Area. Today is Friday, January 29th, 2021. I'm sorry, I'm still on that wave of 2020. I hope everyone is doing good and blessed thus far, and we bumping it right up into Friday. Thank you, Jesus, that work is over, kick back, but then it is some that have to work throughout the weekend. So, sadly for you guys. Speaking of sad news, actress Cicely Tyson dies at 96. She was an amazing icon. I can go on and on of how she paved the way for African American and just her whole era about herself. It was way different. So my condolences go out to her family and her close friends. Also, another actress that was major, funny, a big icon as well, was Cloris Leachman. She died at 94. And then Larry King, TV and radio journalist, has died at 87. So all the ones that I have said, you know, sorry for your condolence, and our prayers is with you guys. And other news, I have my lovely husband who has decided to join me today on Friday. There's nothing better than having your hubby, your man, whoever, your significant other, right on the side of you. So he decided to join with me. Husband, formally introduce yourself.
Well, y'all already know this is husband.
That's husband. There it is. So, I don't know if you guys are familiar or what's going on. Lifetime movies. I know a lot of people watch Lifetime. Last week, it was Salt and Pepper. And I think it was phenomenal. I think they did an amazing job. I liked it. I enjoyed the music. I enjoyed the story. They hit home because I'm a New Yorker, so all the things that they, you know, I'm an 80s baby. My husband's an 80s baby. So we was young when they, like, really, really young. I'm not going to disclose our age, but I'm just saying. We was in the 80s when they came out. How did you like the Salt and Pepper movie? Biopic.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I just wish they'd have went into more depth of Salt, Pepper, and Cinderella, like getting rid of her and bringing her back to get rid of, bringing another one back. Not the same one, but bringing another one back. Mm-hmm. I wish they'd have just went more into depth on them as individuals. Mm-hmm.
I wish it was longer as well to get more of the, as they said, the juicy tea. But guess what? I ain't the one to gossip, as they used to say on Living Color or 227. My name ain't Pearl, but it is Meeks, and I still want to hear a little bit about something. However, moving on, if also you're not familiar with that, it's been advertised, it's been on social media platforms, all over, that Wendy Williams biopic will be coming out tomorrow, which is Saturday, January 30th, 2021, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Lifetime. I know she does not need a shout out from us or just telling it, but I'm just, you know, filling in because some people may be like, what day was it going to come on? Or what day? I know people who have children have a lot on their mind, a busy workload. So I know some days they like to kick back and watch. My thing is this. The tea that's going on is that Wendy Williams is dropping little, you know, sidebars. I love Wendy Williams. Like I said, I'm a native New Yorker. I loved her since BLS, and I love her gossip, or whatever. A lot of people can't get with it, a lot of people can't. However, the the word on the block is, and I ain't the one to gossip, but the word on the block is Wendy Williams recalls having a one-night stand with Method Man. Child, please. Can you believe that? I was in shock when I read it. It's just saying that she's gearing up for her premiere of her biopic and documentary for this week. And she's been, you know, spilling a lot, you know, for her big day. And about, she's no, you know, she's no stranger to scandals, as they said. And, I mean, I was, when I read it, I was blown away too. But, like, you know, the article I read, it says that we definitely aren't, we're not expecting that Method Man of all people. I remember she did an interview with Method Man years back, in regards to, she disclosed some personal information about his wife. I don't know if I can speak of it or if that's like a gag, or the type situation, because it's personal, medical business wise, so I'm not gonna go into that. But if y'all ever get on a social media platform or Google or YouTube, I'm sure you will find out exactly. All I can say is he went in on Wendy Williams back then and cursed her stank. That's what I can say. Other than that, yeah, it's a process to believe that, because, you know, everybody always talking about Wendy and stuff like that. So, of course. So, husband, what is your take on it?
Well, my take is this.
And put some icing on it.
I believe he did it. I'm gonna just keep it at that. I'm gonna say he did it. Because, you know, back then it was the 80s and everybody was sleeping with everybody. Like, you had to hold yourself to a higher standard to actually be faithful back then. So, and like, if you look at it and you look at them back then, even if he was married, you would have never knew, because nobody wore rings back then. So, like I said, you had to be real faithful and dedicate your heart to one person. So, I'm going to say he did it. She has no reason to lie. She's been an open book about any and everybody and everything that she's done in her life. So, why start lying now?
Exactly. I mean, I feel that. I really feel that. Like, you know, why? Because, you know, Wendy don't, she keep it real about an open book. She, like, she tell about her, you know, her drug addictions and her miscarriages, her body, everything, anything, period, that you know, that you wanted to know about Wendy Williams, she open book. I mean, I know it's gonna be good. I just know that. Because if she can tell her business, just wait till, you know, her biopic comes out. I mean, I seen previews. But like I said, people has been, you know, dropping their speculations and saying, you know, she came out the woodwork and saying, oh, she recalled a one night stand with Method Man. So now we gotta wait and see if he's going to say yes or no, I guess, or admit it, or is he gonna be like, as you know, the dude said, lie on your, ooh, can't say that, I ain't gonna say that, but you already know, read between the lines. So, other than that, I want to reach out to the people. How do y'all feel what's going on with the Seattle Seahawk, Chad Wheeler, with his arrest for the felony suspicion? They're saying suspicion now of domestic violence, which I don't know why. I mean, everyone is innocent and proven guilty. But I seen pictures of his wife before and after, and it looked like they're like just basically rubbing it, sugarcoating it, and saying suspicious. Okay, how can it be suspicious And this lady sitting here looking like that. I want to know if he, if she's going to get justice. I understand that's her husband. And 9 times out of 10, she probably will take him back. If she take him back. But, you know, he wanted her, they said, to bow down to him and stuff like that. I am a strong woman. And that's a no-brainer. And if you got kids, also, that's definitely a no-brainer. But you should hold yourself to a higher standard. For a man to be putting hands on you, and a football player at that, any man for that matter, or whatever. We have a son, we're not with that. You know what I'm saying? We're not with that. But this situation, I want to know if my husband know more about football than I do. So I know that it has been football players in the past that had marital issues, and one hand led to another, and from my understanding, action was taken. But the way how it was written up, I wonder if this action is going to be taken. What you think, husband?
Well, I'm going to say it like this. I've been playing football since I was 5. We're trained to hit. We're trained to defend. We're trained to protect. So, as far as him being who he is and his position on the field, I feel like he should be like any other player on the field. But in the situation that is going on now, I feel like it's a big race issue. Because he is of the Caucasian brand and he doesn't have melanin in his skin. So, like Ray Rice, when he knocked his girl out in the elevator, he lost his job right then and there. Chad Ochocinco headbutted that lady. He lost his job right then and there. They didn't wait until it was no preliminary hearing, no court, no none of that. As soon as they found out about it, they took their positions from them. You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
So you think it's you know, that's big words to say, but do you think it's...
Racism? Yes. I think it's very racist. Mm-hmm. Because when you think about it and you go back and you do your homework on it, it's a lot of colored men that play in the NFL. And when they do something, they're punished harsher than the white guys that play in the NFL. Mm. Like, look at Michael Vick. His punishment shouldn't have been so hard. He wasn't even on the property when the dog fighting was going on. But because it was his property, he got arrested. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you look at, just go back in history and look at some of the situations to where the white men have done something and they get a slap on the wrist, but as soon as the black man does it, it's more of a, oh no, he's fired, we don't even want him on the field, we don't want him on the, like, we don't even want him working out with us, who's to say he's not going to try and do this to one of the players? Well, vice versa. And then they're saying that he was on bipolar medicine and he didn't take his medicine that day, or he wasn't on his medicine that day, which is another excuse. Because if you're taking bipolar medicine, why are you even on the field? Because who's to say you don't take it one day before the game and you injure another player? Hmm. Then what?
That's true. My thing is this, guys, to you know, jump in on that. First and foremost, we are not biased of race. We're not prejudiced. We don't discriminate or whatever. We love everyone we have, you know, white, black, all different nationalities in our family and stuff. So it's just an expression. Expressing himself, my husband expressing himself, feeling like that, you know, by him following football, that when other football players have done things in the past, they was automatically kicked off the team. And I guess he's feeling like, don't let this be a situation like that, because right is right, wrong is wrong. Fighting domestic is domestic violence. There's no red tapes in between that. You hand leave your body, especially to a female, is definitely domestic violence on every level. So I just want people to not jump in and try to get at my husband and say, oh, he's prejudiced. Oh, he's one-sided. That is not at all, period, because my husband is not that. And I would have to defend his honor.
I'm not prejudiced. It's just that I'm an advocate of Black history. I've learned my history from beginning to end. So if it's a debate that someone wants to have, we can definitely set it up and do it. But I do believe in what the Bible says, that women are made from a man's rib, so they are the weaker vessel. So why would you beat on something that's weaker than you, instead of beating on something that's as strong as you? You play football, so if you're angry, why don't you take it out on the field? That goes for any sport, whether it's track, basketball, soccer. You play a sport, even if you don't play a sport, go to the gym, take a walk. Why would you put your hands on something that is more precious than gold? Exactly. Like, that doesn't make sense. Whether you're white, black, brown, gray, orange, it doesn't matter.
My thing is this. We will be following this story. I don't think this will be the last time that you guys hear something in regards to this story. We will follow it through. I will have my husband, matter of fact, follow it through, due to the simple fact is that, I gotta be honest, I don't watch football, but the only time I do watch it is Super Bowl Sunday, excuse me. I'm more of a basketball type person, but yeah, we want to follow this story to see where it's going to go. And hopefully things do go right, and that everything will be, you know, the same as other players have been in trouble, you know, for the same thing. We just hope and pray, you know, right is right and wrong is wrong. So our prayers is going out to the wife, because I'm sure that's a lot to go through. And other announcements, Tani, daughter, and T.I.'s stepdaughter, Zominique, have welcomed, I didn't even know that she had the baby. We've been out the mix for a minute, but she had a baby on December 15th. She, had a little girl. Her daughter weighed 8 pounds, 8 ounces, and 21 inches. Congratulations to Zominique and grandmother Tiny and step grand Pappy or Papa T.I. I didn't see the pictures. They said it's pictures of to see her beautiful baby. I wish you nothing but the best. Mommyhood is awesome. On the other side, I'm trying to get into it with this, with what's going on with T.I. This whole thing with T.I., you know, his name is in all over social media, all over everywhere, about him sexually abused allegations. I'm sorry, y'all. It's Friday, and I'm tired. Allegations. Abuse allegations against him. So, at first they say it was no speaking out, but now him and Tiny had, which is his wife, had released a statement through a spokesperson, and they denied the whole thing. So for the past days, there has been allegations made against T.I. and Tiny that has captured the attention of many people. Early this week, Sabrina Peterson alleged that T.I. had put a gun to her head, and Tiny responded to the allegation. That eventually led to Sabrina, sharing alleged stories from alleged victims who have claimed to have been sexually abused by both T.I. and Tiny. The couple remained silent as Sabrina had continued to make allegations and shared alleged stories to her Instagram account. Now T.I. and Tiny are speaking out in response to the allegation in a statement released from a spokesperson. Mr. and Ms. Harris want to be on the record, and more importantly, want the public to know they deny the strongest way possible allegations as being made against them by Sabrina Peterson. The Harrises have had difficulty with women for well over a decade. They are taking this matter very serious. So I'm not gonna go and, you know, because it is Friday and I wanna get it short, but I'm not gonna go into, you know, all of that. I just wanna know, is it true? Is it true, girl? Because guess what? I ain't the one to gossip. But what they said on the block is true, husband. That's what they said.
Well, I'm going to say it like this. It's mighty funny that when you no longer work for someone, that all of these allegations all of a sudden come up. If it's true that he sexually assaulted these people, why haven't the people came out theyself and said it?
Baby.
And if you put a gun to somebody's head, why would you still let your children be around this person?
Mm.
So it's mighty funny that now you're not on a payroll or you're not being paid by this person anymore, that all of a sudden everything is coming out, all of these allegations, when it should have came out when it happened.
Mm. Ooh, you're making me want to go to church with a tamarind.
So it's like, is it true? I feel no, and I'm going to call no now. Because
until you find out more.
Yeah, because just think about, okay, look at male and female groupies. What is the allegation of sexual assault? Because you probably slept with this man willingly, and because he don't want a relationship with you, now you're saying that he did something to you?
I don't know what it is.
And then
is.
You're talking about T.I. and Tiny. What are they doing? They're in the house usually with their kids. Anytime you see them on TV, they're in the house with their kids.
Hey, but you know, people got to get off camera.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's off. Yeah, not everybody's on camera 24 hours a day.
Exactly.
But
you don't know what's going on. Like my mom always say, everyone live in glass houses, so you don't know what another person is doing in their home.
Yeah, but the way she's coming out is like, everybody lives in glass houses, but you throwing boulders. You're not throwing little rocks.
Shots fired.
You're throwing boulders. You're trying to break this man's house down.
Well,
and if
like
that was the case,
said,
look how many times T.I. done been in trouble with the law. Don't like, you think one of them would have popped up and came and said something?
Well, like they said, right now, it's allegations and stuff like that. We just going to have to wait and see on that as well. But there's more information. If you guys want to go and look it up, feel free. Hit us with some Q&As. You got any questions for my husband? Just hit husband Q&A. I'm still going to be there. And if you say wife or Meeks, I'm still here. So, we want you guys to give in y'all feedback. Thank you, the ones who are listening. Tell a friend to tell another friend to tell a mother, a uncle, a aunt, a sister, a brother, a cousin. Let the whole family know to join in on our wave. I told you 2021, I'm going to try to be consistent and bring you more content on this whole platform. I don't do face-to-face real well. I don't have a YouTube channel. So, but this, I feel that maybe I can be speaking to someone's soul or something that they got out of listening to us or me. You know, they may be driving down the road and they sleepy. They didn't did hours. And I didn't keep them awake. Or maybe some people may say, it's boring, I don't want to listen to them no more. But it's totally up to you. Hopefully, that is not the case, that we're not boring. And that we picking up. And that you liking where we're going with it. So, for now, Friday, we hope everyone have a beautiful and blessed weekend and safe weekend. Remember to wear the mask, wear them gloves, cover up. COVID-19 is real. I know someone or anyone, if it could be a mother, a father, a cousin, a brother, a friend, uncle, whoever, I'm sure it has impacted all of our lives. Someone in somebody's family that had COVID. So, being that said, if they can't pull through, thank goodness. And praying hands for the ones who are going through it now. So, with that being said, we're going to close out. And you know what to do. Take your arms, wrap them around, hug yourself tight, love yourself, respect yourself, because if not, no one else will. And remember, depression is real. So if you ever want anything to talk about, get on here and holler at us. Until next time, we're out.